This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So we're under St James's Park as we're recording this. It's finished Newcastle United 3, Wolverhampton Wanderers 0. We've finally got Ballack back as well. He's been let out for the weekend, so we're out tonight, so we're going to drown our sorrows. Gaff, how are you feeling after that?
Obviously disappointed, but I think it was just one match too many. Three matches in 6 days, and I think you could see that out there today. And we had four of our star players missing from the start. Then Neto went off at half-time. And they've had three lucky goals, haven't they, really? You know, they haven't really played us off the park.
Keep the faith. He's absolutely right. Keep the faith.
So, all in all, they probably deserve to win. Well, they did deserve to win, but not by 3-0.
Not by 3-0. Paul, your initial thoughts coming out on that? A game too far, do you say, like what Gaffer says?
And that's a fair point. I mean, for both teams, really. I'm not sure why the game wasn't played on Sunday. No one's got a midweek game next week. So Gomez might have been fit, maybe, which could have made a difference. I think you look at the score and you'll say 3-0, or they got battered, and don't think that really tells the full story. We started the game really brightly, and their goal was on the break. They kind of did to us what we did at Tottenham.
Yeah.
Maybe that was deliberate. Maybe they wanted to bring us on to them so they could. And I think that was one of the differences between the teams. When they attacked, they had so much more speed in their attack. We were making lots of kind of nice intricate passes but without any penetration. They had the penetration, and that's why we lost the game.
Ballack, your thoughts and your feelings after that?
Yeah, I mean, disappointed. I mean, I think it was just kind of one game too far, really, to be honest. Like, we've had a good run of it, I think, for 3 months, like kind of after we lost to West Ham. And I think when you look at kind of Newcastle's team, even though they were missing some, they got a lot of players in there that are pretty streetwise and played together for a long time. Yet, like in our, you know, when you looked at how we finished the game and how we played the last 20 minutes, we've got players there, you know, in single figures for appearances. You know, and I think eventually that's going to tell. And I think, you know, when we're losing and we've lost players like Cunha and Neto and that, it is going to kind of have an effect. I don't think it was a 3-0 game, like Paul said. I think, you know, they got a lot of the rub of the green, and sometimes you just got to put your hands up and say it's not going to be our day. Yeah, it's unfortunate still not to come away with anything, but yeah, disappointing.
Disappointing. So, yeah, we're quite, I mean, philosophical, I suppose, is a word that we probably are at the moment. I mean, when we were going ahead into this game, we were thinking if we get a point, I'd sit there, three games in 6 days, you know, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. I know Newcastle have had a lot of injuries. They've got a much deeper squad than this. Gary O'Neill referred to that. The turnaround time for both of the games, the midweek game for Brighton, where they gave absolutely everything. I know Newcastle went to extra time against Blackburn, but they had an extra day's recovery. Brighton had an extra day's recovery, and I thought we started all right. We were controlling the game, but like the first goal, it's a break like what we've done, and we were a bit unlucky really, because we've got the tackle in it and it loops up onto his head. And Isaac, I really like him as a player. If he was up front for Wolves, he would score a lot of goals. That's the sort of player that we want. He's fast, he holds the ball up, he's quick, he can edit.
Didn't have a kick, really.
But he put the ball in the net. He's there, and he makes the runs to get into the things, and he makes... And then the second goal, to be honest, I thought in the first half we were so sloppy and we were so slow with the ball. We kept giving them the ball back and clearing the ball, and, you're letting them come on to us, and we were our own worst enemy, and maybe that is fatigue, a bit of mental fatigue.
Paul actually said at half-time, we had 67% possession in the first half.
With no shots on target, and it's the opposite of what's happened the last few games. Brighton, 28% possession, and Tottenham, 28% possession, and won both of those games. But the worrying thing for me, or the slightly disappointing thing, these have just got pumped against Arsenal 4, Luton have scored 4 here, Forest have scored 3, Bournemouth 2 the other week, and it took us to the 65th minute to have a shot on target. So that's my only kind of little gripe from today.
Yeah, I mean, the second goal as well, that should never have happened. I mean, Saar and a Wolves defender, I'm not sure who it was, Kilman, they're there first to the ball, and they're both, Saar's got it covered.
They were in each other's way, didn't they, I think?
And it bounces out, and it's a tapping for 2-0. I mean, we're going at 1-0 at half-time, come back. You know, I'm great to see young Fraser come on in the second half. I thought they took Neto off to protect him. Joe Gomez, obviously, they want to protect him. We've played a lot of minutes, and there's no point risking an injury and then being out for far longer. You know, I did think we got a little bit done in midfield at times today. I thought second half from around about the 55th minute to about the 80th minute was our best spell of the game. We're starting to control. We got, you know, I thought Fraser, he had a shot. He, you know, if he's in the side and he's in the squad and he's a centre forward playing, because he's got a physical presence, we were getting crosses into the box and we started to create if we'd have got a goal, it would certainly have made it interesting.
Yeah, I think if we'd have got one back, then, you know, the last 10, 15 minutes, then, you know, anything can happen, can't it? And I thought Chiraiwa did okay when he came on, the young lad.
He did. And did we or not have a 15-year-old on the bench today, Paul?
Yeah, I can't tell you anything about that player other than I saw that he was age 15, and that just shows the extent of the lack of depth maybe in the squad. And like Michael said, the team that ended the match today, it's almost like a reserve.
A shadow squad,
yeah. And I think the important thing is to try and beat Fulham next week. You know, that's a much more winnable game.
Well, they beat Brighton 3-0 today.
They're only 3 points behind us as well. So if you want to keep some momentum going, it's important to win next week.
Return of Jimenez and Traore, that would be interesting. And obviously they got a goal at the end. I mean, what did you make of that goal at the end, Balak?
Yeah, I mean, it's
the ball over the top.
It's just kind of typical. We were kind of obviously throwing men forward, and it's just one of them. It kind of sums up the day. You know, when you conceded two goals like that, and that third goal goes, it's just like, you know, at least it wasn't the winner. That's all I can say, you know.
Pass it into the net, did he? He just like fell on in front of him and rolled in the net.
He kind of did. 3-0, summed it all up. Anyway, we're going to do our performance ratings, our Fox at Shifley performance rating first. We're going to go Balak, Dr. Paul, and then Gaffer. Balak, your Fox at Shifley performance rating?
Yeah, 5.5, 6. I mean, ironically, I didn't think, like, you couldn't, like, kind of point to any of the players and say they'd had a particularly bad game. Like, and we played probably, I don't know, pretty average at Sheffield United and won. So, yeah, I'd say about 5.5, 6, something like that.
5.5, then. 5.5, 6. Yeah, 5.75. Paul?
I think 6 is the highest I could go. I don't think the score tells the full story, and I thought we played some nice stuff at times, but I'd say a 6 if I had to be pushed.
Pushed. 6. Gaff?
Yeah, I'm going for a 6. I thought they tried really hard. You know, a lot of lads are tired out there, and I think I can't fault them really for their effort. And man of the match is Max Kilman.
So your Lee Moore Windows man of the match, Max Kilman,
Max
why?
Max Kilman, I thought he was absolutely outstanding. He was brilliant.
Fantastic. Listen, my Fox at Shifley performance rating, I'm going to give it a 5.5. No 5.75s or anything like that. I'm going to give it a 5.5. Paul, your Lee Moore Windows man of the match, and why?
I think Semedo had a good game, but I'd also agree with Kilman. I think he was just unlucky with the second goal. He was in the right place and he just bumped into Saar. But other than that, I thought he used the ball well. I mean, they took all their forwards off, which says how well they played despite conceding 3 goals. So, yeah, Max, I thought, had a very good game.
Fantastic. And you're Lee Moore Windows man of the match, and why?
Yeah, slightly different for me. I thought Tommy Doyle had a good game as well. I think, you know, he came into the side, did well. And I think what epitomised it was, like, we were 3-0 down and he's sprinting over to the right wing to close someone down, you know, in the 80 whatever minute, you know. And I just think, you know, that's the kind of player you want playing for your football club. If you're losing 3-0, fair enough. But as long as players are putting the effort in like that, then you can't really go far wrong.
Fair shout. I do like Tommy Doyle. At the end of the day, you know, if you're 5 or 10% off it in the Premier League, you're going to get punished. My Lee Moore Windows man of the match is going to go to Manny Kang. 195 miles, 50,000 raised for Dementia UK, you know. So that's where I'm going with today. Manny, well done, mate. We're so proud of you, and everyone is. You've done amazing. Put your feet up. I know you're going in the. I know he's going in the marathon in about 3 weeks' time because he's crazy. Yeah, he is. Put your feet up. We're all going out for a lovely meal tonight. Leave your thoughts in the comment section below. Subscribe, and a massive big thanks to Captivating Chelsea, who've done the watch along today. Apparently, I'm out of a job. It's been that. She's been that good. Until the next one, from all of us, always Wolves.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.